class today. First, just as a reminder, so if you have a conflict with our scheduled final, I sent an announcement over a month ago, but I had some students tell me that their instructors changed their other finals, which they're not supposed to be able to do. But anyway, there is a form. You can find it on the announcements of CoLab. You can fill out if you need an alternate exam. Officially, I asked this to be due yesterday so I could schedule that room and all that. If you have some conflict with the final, fill that out today, and I will schedule rooms based on the number of people I need to move tomorrow. So do that today if you need to have an adjustment made to the final exam schedule. That's all the announcements I think I have. Any questions, comments, concerns, or other things for me? Yes?
I know another homework will not be given, but could you just put it up so we can try to do it?
So what was going to be homework 7 has been turned into our next two lectures. So we'll do parts of it, demonstration, part of it, doing it in class. But yeah, it's actually already up there if you want to go ahead and lecture notes so you can see what it was. We'll deal with that somewhat on Wednesday and Friday, though. Other questions? Okay. So today we're going to finish up with recursion by doing some more fractal stuff as we started up last time. And to start that, I'm actually going to start a little bit on the blackboard here. Move that up so it's fully visible. Alright, so last time we saw the tree, and we saw part of the Koch snowflake curve. I'm going to come back to those in the context of what we talked about last Wednesday about how you visualize recursion. Okay? Actually, let me pull up that from what we had last time. One of the things we said last time is one way of picturing recursion is to rewrite. You replace the recursive invocation with the result of the recursion. Okay? So I take factorial 6 and I replace it with 6 times factorial 5. I take factorial 5 and replace it with 5 times factorial 4. And so on until I have no recursion left to do. So fractals are basically based on that same idea. So if I have tree, for example, okay, I have a recursive method which I am drawing instead of as an invocation of tree, I'm drawing it as an arrow. And then I need to replace that recursive call with what it looks like. So I'm just going to replace that with what it looks like. Okay? Which now has two recursive calls, so I need to replace each of those with what they look like. Okay? So I'm just doing that same replacing visualization. Take the recursive call and replace it with a picture. At every point along the way, I'm drawing the cases a little differently. I'm drawing them as arrows instead of text, but it's the same basic idea. Okay? Recursion is just based on replacing things every step along the way. Now, one of the things we had to do in our factorial method is we needed to know what parameter we had so we knew when to stop. And we need to know the parameter when we're dealing here, too. We need to know sort of how much farther we have to go. So let's say that is a tree of size 4. Well, a tree of size 4 is a trunk and two trees of size 3. Okay, so let's put the 3s on the new branches as the recursive calls. Each of those is going to be a trunk and two trees of size 2. Okay. And by sort of pushing this forward, by keeping track of the parameters of my invocation, I can keep track of how much tree there is left to draw. Okay? Until I get to the base case, in which case I just do whatever my base case was. Draw a stick in this particular instance. And so some of this is all that fractals are doing. They're just a visual way of doing the rewriting kind of understanding of how fractals work. We place the recursive invocation, the red arrows, with what they're supposed to do, and we keep track of some parameter to tell us how much farther we have to go. Okay? So as we look at our code that does the fractal tree, which I put here somewhere, here it is. Okay? So I look at this code, I see I've got a base case. That's great. I've got a base case, which is just draw a line. Okay? And then I also have... it looks like I did my base case slightly backwards. Or missed one piece of it. Okay? But then I have a recursive case, which is draw a stick, draw two more trees, and each of those trees I'm going to put a slightly smaller parameter. So if I'm drawing a 4-tree, I draw 2 3 trees, hence the branches left to do minus 1. Okay? I should have had a backup right here. So I'll fix that after class. Okay? But all I'm just doing is just writing down that rewrite rule in code. Questions, comments, thoughts about that idea? Okay, so let's revisit the Kolk snowflake curve, which we went through rather quickly last time. I don't know if I explained it as well as I should. The idea of the Kolk snowflake curve is that I'm going to take a line, and then I'm going to place the line with 4 lines, a third as long, with sort of a 60-degree angle in the middle, sort of like adding an equilateral triangle to the middle of my line. Okay? So I'm going to take this thing and I'm going to replace it with that. Okay? That's the rewrite rule. We saw that rewrite rule before. Where's the rewrite rule here? Okay? So I just stick sort of a triangle, a corner on the middle of my line. That's the rewrite rule. And because this is recursive, I'm going to keep replacing things. So let's say I'm now at lot size 3s here, for lack of a better number. The next step is going to replace each one of those with 4 things of size 2. So I'm going to replace this first one with a thing of size 2, or thing of parameter 2, right? And I'm going to replace the next one as well. And so on. Okay? And then each one of those, still not the base case, each one of those is going to get redrawn. Okay? And so on, and we end up with sort of our bumpy little shape. So there's no real magic going on here. The idea is simply we just keep applying this recursive rule over and over again until we arrive at some base case, some sufficiently small case. So one way of thinking about this, I could have the number, how many steps I have to go down, but another way of thinking about this is I could think about how long my curve is. Okay? So if I have something of length 1, these new things are of length 1/3. And I keep doing that until we get small enough we can't easily see them. Okay? So I can say, for example, given the length of the arrow, if the length of the arrow is small, draw that stick. If it's not small, do 4 Kolk snowflake curves that are 1/3 as big. Okay? So if we were to look at this code and actually run it, which I believe I have it going on right here, then we see that our turtle goes and draws a whole snowflake. And it'll take a while because there's lots and lots and lots of those recursive steps. Okay? But it's going to do it exactly the way I ask it to, at exactly the size I request, because what I have told my turtle to do is to go 600 forward. And how does it go 600 forward? It does it by... Oh, I should make that a double for this to work correctly. Sorry. Okay. It goes 600 forward by going... Let's make a bigger base case. Let's say if that's less than or equal to 300. Okay. So the first time it has size 600, the next time it has size 200. So it just does those 200 size pieces. Okay. I've declared that to be short enough for the base case. But as I make this smaller, okay, then it's going to chop it down into smaller pieces before it says it's good enough, we can just draw a straight line. And I can keep chopping it smaller and smaller to get more and more little bumps along the way, just changing how many times I chop it into pieces before I say I'm done. Okay? Until eventually it gets small enough, it just looks smooth and bumpy, or I don't uniformly bumpy, let's put it that way. No obvious straight lines. So this is a basic idea of how we do fractals, okay? We just define the rewrite rule, define how we change things, and we apply it in code, and at some point we say we're done. Either we've done enough branches on our tree, or we've gotten the lines short enough, we don't care if they're any shorter, and then we just draw lines or dots or whatever is appropriate. Questions? Okay, so here's what I want you to do. Get a computer and a friend, and on the website, I have this other rewrite rule. Okay, I'm going to need to zoom out a little bit so you can see it all. This is called the Dragon Curve. Now, there's a lot of things going on here. We actually have two different rewrite rules, okay? We've got red edges and blue edges, and they do different things. So a red edge is going to need to turn 45 degrees, draw a red edge, turn 90 degrees, turn a blue edge, turn 45 degrees. It should end up pointing still forward, okay? And the blue edge is going to have to do it, but turn the other way. See if you can get your code to do this. Take a few minutes to work on this. If you have questions, we've got some TAs who will wander around trying to help you out. We'll come back and talk about this. This is an excellent exercise to help you understand the difficulties sometimes involved in writing recursive methods. Before we begin, any questions about what I want you to do? Yes? You can just pick. Okay? So typically, you just pick one to start with. But once you know, if I invoke the red dragon curve method, then that will invoke red and blue, which will invoke red and blue, and so on. Yep. You can pick either one to start with. It doesn't matter. Other questions? Okay, so take a few minutes. Find somebody with a computer if you didn't bring your own. Work together and see if you can get this going. Here on the board, okay? I just did this fractal by hand. So here I started with, I drew it as white, but a red stick, okay? And there's a rewrite rule for red sticks. They turn into red and blue sticks, which I did white and orange, because that's the color chalk that happened to be on the board. Okay? Sorry, I realized perhaps make a little more space here. All right, so I have this first step. This turns into that, okay? Which involved a 45 degree turn. Let's actually write that down, right? We've got this here. That would be 45 degrees, okay? That's how much I turned from my initial orientation. Here I've got 90, okay? And when I'm done, I want to have a 45 as well, okay? So I want to end up shaping, facing the same direction I would have for a lower level curve. And then if I repeat this again, and I didn't get the scale quite right, sorry, here I'm not great with chalk. That white curve, again, turns 45 degrees, goes white, and then turns 90 and goes orange. Okay, so I've added another 45 here because I'm now doing this whole thing for this white curve. Okay, so that was my white curve there, but I've rewritten it as a white and orange. And then this was my orange curve. Okay, but I've rewritten my orange curve as a white and an orange as well. Okay, turning the other way as per the rules for the blue curve up on the board. And if I just repeat that, this white curve turns into a white and an orange, and this orange curve turns into a white and an orange, and so on. Okay? Okay, and I just keep applying the rewrite rule, and I get this sort of thing happening. And it gets all kind of skiwumpus looking, and it's so unclear why anybody would want this shape. You do it many steps and it starts looking cool, and you'll get to see that when we aren't doing it by hand. Questions about how I did it on the board or why that's what these rules mean? Okay. Let me just sort of get a poll. I got some one of your existing pieces of code working on my computer. Two of us. Okay. Great. Let's start there. So I gave you some code. But I only gave you the recursive methods for the ones that were already there. There's a little bit of extra stuff that's going on. Let's remove some of this that isn't really important. Okay? I have to have a main method, otherwise I can't run anything. And my main method needs a world and a turtle, because that's what's doing the drawing. Right? So here's the main method. If I'm not doing Kokai, I'll cause it to do something else here. Okay? But I have to make a world, I have to make a turtle. If I'm doing things that take a long time, I'll go ahead and make my turtle fast by setting its delay to zero. You don't have to do that. It'll just move slower if you don't. Okay? And then I want to call my recursive method to start this thing off and give it some initial motion, initial step it needs to do. Okay? So I could call Hulk like that. I could also call tree. Okay. Tree takes slightly different parameters, basically the same. So there's my tree and there's my Koch. Okay. But that's what our main method needs to look like. And then the trick is just changing what our recursive method looks like to do this kind of recursion instead of either the tree or the Koch recursion. Questions? Comments? I think I can do it now. Still totally lost. All right. I could have written the Koch method if you hadn't shown me the code. All right. Let's talk some more about this then. Let's back up to Koch. I have this rule. This rule says the recursive case turns one Koch into four Koch. Okay? One turns into four. That's what the rule says. That's the picture, right? One turns into four. So as I'm designing my code for that, I know I'm going to have the recursive case invoke itself four times. Because one call needs to make four more. Okay? So let me start a new version of Koch. And we'll just try to build it up slowly, okay? So it's going to be a public static void method because I don't want it to return anything. I know it needs to use a turtle, and I'll make some depth, okay? And I know that I need an if base case, and then I'll have a non-base case, okay? And I know my non-base case needs to invoke Koch four times. Somehow. So let's just go ahead and make some unfortunate code that does that, okay? So I know I need a base case, it's recursion, I need one. I know that one curve needs to turn to four curves, so I'm going to have four calls back to this method, okay? So I just sort of took how many errors there were and did this. Question so far? Okay? I then need to know what's the base case. Or I need to know what do I do between the cokes. So I don't care which one we start with. Let's start with what's the base case. The base case is where we're going to just draw a line. I need a name for my turtle. My T is just going to go forward. Okay? I'll just make it go forward to 10. And usually a good base case, remember we need to make progress towards the base case, so let's just say the base case is where the depth is, I don't know, some small number. Depth is equal to 1. Okay? I'm going to have to comment out this other one to let it compile. Okay. Right, so I've got some base case, I've got what it does and how I tell if I got there. And then I've also got to try to get rid of these error messages, but it won't let me. Okay, here, that helps down some. So the base case, draw a line. That's a base case for most fractals, most of the kinds of fractals we'll deal with, draw a line. The other thing I have to decide is, okay, I know there's four of these, but they're different somehow. They're different size than the base one. They're smaller in some way. And they're also at different angles, okay? So these are smaller, they're closer to the base case, and they're turned as I go, okay? And in particular, I see the first one is oriented the same. It's just smaller. So I'm going to just call it, but it's going to make it smaller. The next one I need to turn before I do it, okay? And it looks like here I did turning right by 60 degrees. Okay? Before I draw the second one. And the second one is the same size as the first one. And then I need to turn again. But this time I turned left 120 degrees, it looks like in the picture. Okay? And then again, it's the same size as the one before. And then I'm going to turn again and do one that's the same size as the one before. Okay? So all I just did is that there are four of them. What happens between them? There's turns. Okay? I just took the turns from the picture. I took the number from the picture. I took the new size from the picture. And ta-da, I have my method. Questions? Yes? I just picked a number, a name. So if this was length, then I'd want to move forward by the length in the base case, right? So let's say if the length is small, then I'll move forward by the length. This might make more sense. And the length here divides by 3. Each of these is a third as long. So there's different ways of thinking about this. One is how long is my arrow? Another one is how many more times do I need to rewrite this before I'm done? The how many more times do I need to rewrite this is traditionally called depth. Whereas how long is traditionally called length. It doesn't matter to me which one we do. So let's do the length, okay? So they're smaller, they're a third as long. And if they're small enough, I'll just draw a line. And here I have... Cool. Questions about any of those pieces? Okay. How many of you think you could now do the dragon curve? I could do dragon. Nope, still lost. All right, take a minute and try dragon. Let me just give you some initial pointers. Okay? So what do I notice? I notice that I'm going to have a red and a blue. And I know that red must, in its recursive case, call red and blue. And the blue, in its recursive case, must call red and blue. Okay? So the recursive case is going to have those calls. And it's just a matter of figuring out how smaller am I? And how do I turn? Okay? That should be all you need to tweak compared to the Colc. But you're going to have a red and a blue that each call both of the other ones. So take another couple minutes, give this a try, we'll come back and talk some more about it. Alright, I'm seeing some reasonable progress. Who wants to take a little more time before I show them how it works? No, just show me now. That's close to a tie. Meh. Time slips through your fingers, I want to get a little more. So let me just sort of walk through how this works, okay? I said I've got a red and a blue rule, which means I'm going to make a red and a blue method. Can you do this with one method that checks whether red and blue? Yes, you can. I'm going to make two methods. I think it's a little easier to think about, okay? So I'm going to make a public static void red method. Okay, so I'll make a red method, and I'll also make a blue method. They'll be very similar to each other, except the angles will be different. Okay? Oops. So I have a red method and a blue method. They're both going to have a base case. I'll use the same base case as before. If it's a short line, just draw it. Otherwise, do something else. Okay? And I can use that for both of them. If it's a short line, just draw it is usually a good base case. Otherwise, I need to do something. So what does red need to do? It needs to invoke red and blue. Right? Red on a recursive invokes one red, one blue. So I'm going to need to have one call of red with turtle and some smaller length. Okay? Now I'll have to have one call of blue. So that's the recursion. We'll get the angles and the right length here in a moment. But I see that the recursive case of a red curve turns into a red and a blue. The blue also turns it into red and a blue in that same order, okay? So far my methods are identical. Now I'll need some angles. I also need these to be shorter. They need to be shorter so that I am making progress towards my base case, which is a short line. How much shorter they are, if I get exactly the right number, I will happen to get so that the curves are the same length no matter they're actually the right length. If I make the wrong number, they just may be a little longer or shorter than I intended. Okay? It turns out that the correct number in this case, anybody happen to know how long does this curve, these two lines need to be in order to sum to this length? Root 2 over 2, or square root of 1/2, or 0.7071 something. So I'll just use 0.7071 times the existing length, okay? If you don't have that exact number, as long as you have something that is shorter than the original, you will still make progress towards a base case and you will still get a dragon curve. It just might not be the size you thought it would be. Okay? So again, this is just to make progress. The exact details might change the behavior a little bit, but the goal here is to make progress. So I've got a base case, I've got a recursive case that makes progress, I've got all the essential pieces of recursion. What I'm missing is the angles that make this into nice pictures. Okay? So I see that my first red curve is 45 degrees to the right of the base case. So I'm going to turn 45 degrees to the right. Okay? Then the blue curve is 90 degrees to the left of the red. So I'm going to turn 90 degrees to the left. And then the part that's difficult to see in the picture, I want to straighten back out. In general, when you're doing these types of programs, you want to make sure you end in a similar way as you began. So at the end, I'm going to turn 45 degrees back to the right so that I end up pointing upward instead of over and to the left. Okay? Three turns. They're going to be almost exactly the same turns for blue, except they're going to turn the other direction. Okay? So I see that the base red is 45 degrees to the left of blue. And then I turn 90 degrees to the right from there. And then I need to straighten out by turning to the left. Okay? So I just take my pictures, I translate them into code one step at a time. Any questions about how I translated them? I will post this code after classes today. But you're certainly welcome to copy it down as well. All right, let's see if it works. Of course it worked because I've tried it before. Okay, and now I run it, and I see that it does this thing. Whatever exactly it's doing. Okay. It takes a while. There's lots and lots and lots of pieces here. But this is what is called the dragon curve, or will be once Shelley finishes moving. Oh, but I didn't pick the length right. Okay, this is called the dragon curve. And if you make the base case shorter, it'll sort of get denser and bumpier around the edges. It will completely fill in that space if I make it short enough. So if I were to make this base length, say, 2, and let's make this slightly smaller so it might finish in time, it'll fill it in with a frenetic turtle. Okay. And we get this fractal, which is called the dragon curve. Sometimes called the Levy dragon curve. It turns out that even really fast turtles are slow at doing fractals. Okay? All right. Questions about this in any way? Yes? How does it go forward if only the base case goes forward? It goes forward by running the base case. Okay? So, we think about this. I invoke it with length 200. 200 is way bigger than 2. Okay? But what am I going to do? I'm going to invoke this method again with something smaller than 200, with 144, right? And then 144 is still way bigger than 2, but it's going to invoke it again with something smaller still, right? Down at 77 or whatever we are. And we're just going to keep going down until eventually we invoke it with a number that's smaller than 2. Then we'll go forward. Okay? So essentially what we're saying is, if you ask me to draw the straight line, I'm not going to do it. Instead, I'm going to draw two shorter lines. But those are still too big, so I'm going to draw four even shorter lines. But those are still too big, so I'm going to draw eight even shorter lines. And so on until my lines are short enough to actually draw lines. Does that? You still look a little puzzled. Why do I use red instead of blue? It doesn't matter. If I did blue, I would have this thing curving the other way. Yes? In my blue method, why do I call red first? Because if I look at my pictures, for both red and blue, red comes first. It's the definition of this particular thing. If you switch that around, you will get a different shape. Okay? Which won't look as interesting for various reasons. Yes?
Calling them red and blue.
I called them red and blue because that's what the picture called them. They were completely arbitrary names. Yep. I just picked colors for my picture. I used the same names for my method. Java so doesn't care what these are named, right? I can rename this one heliotrope and it will work just fine, right?
So the point wasn't to have to.
No, the point was not to have lines different colors, though that wouldn't be difficult to do. I just set the color before I go forward. Yep.
Are you going to post that?
Yes, I will post it. Other questions about this code? Okay, if this did not make complete sense to you, what should you do? You should try some others. On the lecture notes, I have rules for other fractals, okay? I would strongly encourage you to prepare for the final. You should be comfortable making these, okay? So you should be able to grab Sierpinski and you should be able to take these pictures and write code and have the Sierpinski triangle appear, and it will be triangular, okay? There's a little bit of discussion here about how we can write these differently. Do I have time? Yeah, let me talk about this a little bit. There are lots and lots of these curves out there. Lots of these fractals exist. And often they are presented using this, what's called an L-system notation. Okay? So here I have two rules, what I might call a blue and red rule in my picture, or here called rule A and rule B. And we write out the recursive case. A turns into B, turn A, turn B. B turns into A, turn B, turn A. Okay? And these pluses or minuses, in this case I believe it's all minuses, that may be a typo. I think these are supposed to be pluses. I'll go fix that if that's the case. Anyway, the pluses or minuses tell me, do I turn to the left or to the right? Okay? So these four little lines of code, which isn't really code, it's an L system, describe everything you need to do in order to make a Sierpinski triangle. And so there's lots of these out on the web. Wikipedia has dozens of them. You can look up and find different ways of drawing different curves. Okay? So I've written a couple more here. Sometimes it looks kind of ugly. Okay? But it looks kind of ugly is even better than the picture, which can look even worse. So there's a couple more up there I would encourage you to give a try to. Any more questions about what we've been doing about these curves? Okay, let me summarize a little bit. So when we come back Wednesday, we'll be jumping back and talking some more about classes, a little bit more about lists, trying to tie together a bunch of the different ideas we've used. We're not going to come back to recursion in class. But we do expect you to understand basic recursion, so we expect to be able to show you a recursive method and you tell us what it does. To be able to give you a reasonable description of recursion and have you turn it into code, kind of like these pictures do. So I'd encourage you to try that. If you're confused by this, the TAs are not. You're welcome to ask them questions that are not related to homework. They will not kill you. And again, homework's due in 2 days. Please get that done. That's all I've got.